when we were in London, all anybody was talking about was the Oasis concert and how hard it was to get shows for that reunion show. And now there's trouble, isn't there?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? The these two brothers, the Gallagher brothers, break up and have sat it out for quite a while. Now have announced that they're going to play just a handful of shows in the UK. And demand for tickets is through the roof. Yesterday, they added two more shows, which is great. And this is Wembley Stadium in London. This is, you know, like playing at Soldier Field. But what's happened is good old Ticketmaster has put in what they are calling dynamic pricing on the shows, which is my understanding is that it raises the prices of the tickets when demand is high. So while there are more tickets now available for these only seven shows, ticket prices in some cases have more than doubled. And the Gallagher brothers, Oasis, are not happy about this. They are slamming Ticketmaster, saying, you know, that they're taking advantage of the fans. And they say that they're going to do what they can to keep the prices down for the fans who want to come to see them.
Yeah, well, it brings up the question, how much power, how much control does an artist have over ticket prices and Ticketmaster?
Yeah, normally I don't think they really have, that kind of power. Mm-hmm. Unless they, you know, set up a deal ahead of time. Because it's all done through promoters. It's all done through the ticket sellers. With very, very few exceptions, it's not something that the artists have any control over. So I don't know if they have something in their contract saying that they affect that.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem like a big old ripoff when mm-hmm. demand is high, that ticket prices double like that. That does seem like a royal ripoff.
Yeah, people were complaining not only about the price, but also trying to get in line to even buy the tickets. It was next to impossible, I hear.
Yeah, but demand is amazing. I mean, I know people here in the U.S. who, waited for hours on the phone trying to get through to London.
Hmm.
To try to get tickets. They're going to go there just for that.
Wow.
So, I mean, there is a huge demand for these guys.
Sounds like the Taylor Swift demand. And this breakup contract, supposedly, between Kelsey and Taylor, it's not real, is it?
It is not real. It popped up online yesterday. You can't believe anything that's online anymore. But a document surfaced on Reddit yesterday that is said to have been a public relations plan on how to handle the media for when Kelsey and Taylor break up their relationship. That is not in danger of happening right now, according to representatives.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for the NFL, because they're banking a lot on Taylor Swift being part of the Kansas City Chiefs schedule. But they say the document's entirely false and fabricated. Reddit has since deleted these documents that they put up in the first place. And Kelsey's PR company says that they are initiating proceedings against whoever created these documents in the first place. Good luck finding them on the internet. But you just got to go with, don't believe anything that's on the internet.
No.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, be someone who does a lot of good enterprising research. On the subject of happy couples, though, we have to mention Ben Platt today.
Yeah, Ben Platt, who we know here in Chicago from starring in the Book of Mormon. This was at least 10 years ago. This was way before Dear Evan Hansen, but he has really made a career for himself. And got a Tony Award for Dear Evan Hansen. When he left the show, Dear Evan Hansen, the role was taken over by another very popular actor whose name I am frantically searching for right now. I'll find it. I'll find it.
Take your time. We're here till 10.
Yeah, I'll get it eventually. Anyway, the actor, let's just put it this way for now. The actor that took over the role from Ben Platt in Dear Evan Hansen, they struck up a relationship. Noah Glavin, actually, is his name. And they got married. Ben Platt and Noah Glavin got married last weekend in Brooklyn. They had a big ceremony. They are both very much involved in theater. They were both in the movie Pitch Perfect. They met in 2014 and have had a very nice relationship ever since then. And we wish them the very best. I don't know Noah Glavin at all, but I've interviewed Ben Platt half dozen times or so, and he couldn't be a nicer guy. So I wish them both much happiness.
Good to hear. Yep. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, and nice tribute to Bob Newhart, wasn't it, last
night?
Yeah,
it was nice that they did something for him. Today actually would have been Bob Newhart's 95th birthday. He passed away last July, but they had several wonderful tributes in California for Bob, and now at his hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, where he was born, before he moved to the Austin neighborhood, before St. Ignatius, before Loyola, his long history here in Chicago. Lots of comedians and lots of friends, former neighbors, all got together last night at a comedy club called the Comedy Plex in Oak Park, and remembered Bob Newhart on videotape. Kathy Griffin, also native of Oak Park, remembered her old friend Bob Newhart.
I am so grateful that he was always so kind to me, because he was such a legend, I almost could barely say hello. But what he did was groundbreaking, unusual for a comedian to also be a great comedic actor. So he did both, and he did them like nobody else. And what you saw was what you get. He really was a sweetheart.
That is the truth. He was a sweetheart, such a great guy who never lost his Chicagoness despite all of his success. And, could have been very intoxicated by everything in California. The trappings of all of his success in show business, always stayed pretty grounded, and loved coming back to Chicago. We remember Bob Newhart today on what would have been his 95th birthday.
Yeah, no difference in the way he was on stage and on the air and off. He was great. Let's talk about the honor Tim Burton got in Hollywood.
Yeah, got one of those stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Tim Burton gave us some amazing movies, like the two Batman movies with Michael Keaton. Gave us Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and of course Beetlejuice, for which the sequel is coming out tomorrow. But he said he's very happy because his star is right in front of the toy and costume store that he used to go to when he was a little kid. So he's very delighted about the location of his particular star. The stars of this new Beetlejuice sequel, from the 1988 original, many of them have returned for this second installment now. Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder, and also the great Catherine O'Hara, who I have always been a fan of, even more so now. Loved her from her Second City days. Loved her from all of the appearances she made in all the Christopher Guest movies, Best in Show, and so on. And, of course, two Emmy Awards for her portrayal as Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek, the TV series. She talked to me about bringing her character back in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Catherine, what's it like when you step back into a role, especially after all these years, right?
Oh, scary. I just wanted to do it right.
Yeah?
I wanted to have a right to be there. and do it right and be true to the original character, but show some growth. And yeah, it was just so fun.
Is there a certain amount of like electricity when you're all in makeup again and you're
all? Oh yeah, seeing Michael. Yeah. In his Beetlejuice face, you know, between takes, he's talking to himself and going, "Hey, do you believe we're here? We're doing the movie. Isn't this great? You know what you look like right now?" But yes, you're right. Yeah. No, it was really exciting. And Tim, from day one to the last day, never lost his energy or enthusiasm or ideas or, you know, and also really open to ideas the whole time. He just kept us all really at the highest level of excitement and creativity and fun-loving and playful. Yeah, it was great.
Is there a little Moira Rose
in
your character?
Yes, okay. I have one character.
Maybe because I love Moira so much. I see it in everything now.
So fun. Yeah.
But it felt a little...
Oh, no, it is. Yeah. They're both really... both Moira and Delia really want the world to see their talent and appreciate them on so many levels. And all their potential that they've just never had a chance to really show.
So but Moira has artist.
Yeah. But Moira's had some success. Whereas Delia, I'm not sure, ever really had the success she thinks she deserves.
Yeah, she is just one of the greatest comedic actresses of all time. The great Catherine O'Hara. You'll see her in the new Beetlejuice. And that will open tomorrow in theaters. I'll give you my full review on that then.
Could we get Channel 9 to rerun some old SCTV shows? Those were so great. Catherine O'Hara, of course, part of that great cast.
Wouldn't that be so fantastic? You know what? Cable and streaming platforms have so screwed up local TV stations being able to play old TV shows and old movies. It used to be that, you know, we had nice libraries of things that we could run. Mm-hmm. You know, family classics, for example, can't happen today because cable channels and streaming platforms all have the rights to all the old movies.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the case for those old TV shows as well. So go on YouTube and watch it, and, you know, that's... you know, you'll have some laughs if you don't know SCTV. It's absolute genius. Everybody that's on SCTV, absolute genius.
Yeah, that's a rabbit hole that would be fun to go down, and I bet they hold up. So I may just do that today. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.